Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. You're home. Don't ignore your tears. Falling tears of injustice. These are tears of rage. How do we change injustice in the world? Well, it's by living our life, but it's by speaking up. And we get unhappy, we get sad, and we see things that happen in the world that make us sad, make us angry. And we cry, and the crying is our sadness, but also these are tears of rage, man. Step up, step out. You see injustice, like they say, say something, man. Step up. So we come to the oracle. What does the oracle have for us? What's the information? What are the gifts coming from the ancients? To give us a look at where things are, give us advice for moving forward. You know, I look into the I Ching every week. I reach in. Through one way or another of sortilage, the coins, the sticks, the practicality of shells. And I look at it, and of course, it's the one that we put out to the world, you know, one we put out in so many different countries, 110 countries. But it's also for me to pay attention to and see where that is in my life, you know. You're gonna teach it, you better fucking live it. This week is number 41, Sun. Diminishing and offering. It's about limit, quietness. The silence of the mountain, and the openness, and the easy, and the being responsive. Yeah, get information, just don't let it sit inside you, man. Like I said, step up. You see, it's something's going on that doesn't work. Step up. Make the change. You know what I'm saying? Make the change. Nobody can make the change but me, you, us, together. Because changes are here to be made. So listen, what does the oracle have to say about diminishing and offering? These are the instructions, stepping up to the altar. That's right, making an offering. So what are they? The wisdom says make an offering at the altar of all you hold dear. Your offering is being fully present. You got that? That's what we have to give, right? What do we have to give? What can I give you? I can give you by being as present as I can. What can you give others? You can give others to be here now, to be present. This opportunity is arising. The opportunity of retrieving a beautiful aspect of self. part of self that's been left in the dark side, left in the shadows, hidden from view as you strove ahead to your abundance and your advancement. And that's good. You know, you've been in the action, the attitude of giving, and that's important right now. See, you move into this place of giving love, giving advice, things to benefit your tribe, your family, your community, your relationships. And now the benefit is to prepare yourself to retrieve. That's right, man. Unless you're ready, as so much good can just go by and you're about to sometimes be grasping air unless you're ready. How do you get ready? Well, listen, the instructions are here to clear the way that has gotten musty and cluttered with ego, with personality, with greed for more. Give me more. You have not been wrong in these human actions, but now the great cleanse is called for, where you have the opportunity to clear the way. You have the opportunity so you can proceed on the road before you, to commence on the journey to the road less traveled. It is on that road where the removing of old ways, ones that are no longer useful, old patterns, the stuff that's held you in prison, that prison of shame, that prison of shame and of doubt, this clearing, this cleansing. Time for that, you know, you got to open that up to leave room for the returning and for the refreshment of all that is good in this coming cycle, the cycle of retrieval, right? Reaching back, bringing up what you left behind, creation, using that to fire up creation. And that's what we're talking about, to open those doorways, right? The benefit now is to have a plan. The universe responds to a plan, spelling out what needs to be shifted, what needs to be retrieved, what needs to come back, right? It's also what you got to let go of in that plan. Maybe it's people. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's an attachment to self-importance or your illusion of being in control in letting go of what no longer serves you. By doing this, you're going to leave room. You're going to leave room for creation, ideas of other souls combining to accompany you as you open to be found, create and be found, loved and be found for who you are without the artifice of oppose, control, or various aspect of riches. Yeah, how many times, how can we count the ways? How can we count the riches in our life? How can we count those places that we open to, huh? And we can. This journey is psychedelic, you know. It's a journey, it's a calling. Calling on the magical hormones of the human body to open doors that have been forever closed. How magic is the body, huh? With all its humors and hormones and blood and all that that we combine together. So you're in this space where you will know that you are awake and in the work of being on the road less traveled. I call it the medicine path. It is at the altar of grace, of consciousness, where with no ego calling the shots, firm, personal boundaries are set in place as you choose to the realization as you enhance and redirect deeply held resources of energy, deeply held resources of power, becomes the fuel for your transformation, because it's right there. You're ready. You know, the I Ching puts this out at the right time for us to receive the abundance, to receive the love, the peace of mind that is destined. It's for us. It's for you. At this time, and the benefit is to not only clear and clean the vessel, but also with careful scrutiny, discover and seal even the tiniest fractures in your ways of thinking. Yeah. Be brutal. See where your thinking is off. You know it. Change it. have cautioned that you do not become blinded by the successes that you have manifested. I know, if you say, oh, my ego's okay, it's not. Really, if you've done great things, that's great. You know, use it for the fuel. Use it to be generous, because you will, in reflection, see that in many ways, you've done really well. That's not in question. To receive in fullness, Spirit asks you now to recognize and move beyond the voice of chattering, beyond the ego going like the coyote yapping in your ear that is constantly on the search for a way in to ever so subtly move you off track. That's the ego's way. Away from movement. Movement where? Towards the divine, right? As you have been moving towards your goals, you have been moving in a multiplicity of directions to achieve what you have desired. Doing this, you've been keeping steady on your necessary daily tasks of caring for yourself and caring for those who are around you, the ones who are there now. Despite all the activity, there's been a feeling. There's been a lack of satisfaction, nor how busy you were, even though you've achieved some of these goals brilliantly. You know, nobody's taken that away. And rising from deep within, there has been that gnawing desire to reach for something new, something else, something big, something grand, and that's good. In many ways, it seems like this time of angst and convoluted ideas swirling all around you must be the worst of time of all for a journey such as this, as you've been spending and expending so much of your vital force to go to where you are and to get to where you are and to maintain equilibrium while doing so. It is here that you find yourself. It is here that this energetic idea, this energetic part of soul that we are having for us at this moment in time. This is our time, and this is our time to come, our time to be here now, our time to be present, you see. This is that time. This is that time to be present and to be fully here. And that's the gift. As you proceed with authenticity, you proceed with integrity. Let these be your guiding lights. That's the magic, making sure you stay within the boundaries of your energetic, your spiritual, your emotional, and your physical reservoir. You can't spend more than you have, and you know what happens if you do. You get sick, you get taken out in some way. Don't let the ego push you beyond the limits that you know are there. You know where you're limited, and for the most part, we're unlimited, but we have to know that we might be in a place of exhaustion, and we can't push beyond that. Your conscious path says that you may have become vulnerable to this inner voice, to this shadow. Well, don't let it happen. Don't pay attention to the ego trying to pull you out, trying to make it so you cannot proceed forward, so you can be on the road less traveled without that yapping voice in there. Remember this, these words you hear change any words of negativity, any words of negativity about yourself, about your thinking. Change it to loving, positive, progressive words of love and encouragement. It seems so simple, but it's so powerful. The words you think are so much more powerful than the words that are said, that you say. When we see that the sun diminishes at the end of the day, we don't mourn for the sunset or feel that this is the end of life as we know it. This can be one of our finest moments, as we are in awe of the beauty of nature's cycle. We have those cycles too. We recognize that at the end of day, in the end of a cycle, it's just nothing more, and we have cycles as well. This describes where you are right now. All of us, in so many ways, at the end of a cycle, look to your life. You'll see, man, you've worked to this place. And now is the time where the instruction says, go to the altar, make an offering, prostrating yourself, figuratively or literally, before the altar of virtue. Yeah. So that becomes important right now. As we give of ourselves at this altar, we open ourselves to the depth of ourself. Where we are. You know, some people call this fate. call a time in your life where the inner voice of wisdom expresses itself in a celebratory and joyous form. As you set the ego aside and let go of fears, let go of doubts to follow spirit, the guides, the angels, or whatever term you use to identify the voice of higher wisdom. The voice of higher wisdom that nurtures and advises you in this time of decrees. It's here that good, solid boundaries can be created. These limitations will help you regardless of your self-expression, which will become increasingly prescient, because most of the negative voices within are exhausted by the chatter that will be force you to move into silence. And that's the place to be now, where we find our authenticity. What do we call this? We call this relief. We call this sweet, sweet, sweet relief. As your energetic sun is setting, let go. Allow it to follow its way around the great orb of your existence, knowing that at nighttime, you will be richly renewed and prepared for the evening rising of your strength, your energy, your wholesomeness, your knowing. This will impose a great spirit on you and will empower you to bring loving kindness and compassion to your personal relationships, to your tribe, to your community, to your associations, allowing you to easily accomplish more than you'd ever planned. You're going to be surprised. And we don't work to get surprised. We get surprised because we work. Making and respecting firm outer limitations in a time of limitation allows you to cultivate and nurture what is most essential for your progress toward abundance, towards acceptance of who it is that you really are, your authentic self. In this diminishing energetic cycle, you will be able to access what lies ahead. And by honoring limitations, dig that, honoring limitations, you can cultivate the resolve needed to patiently see this cycle to completion, making a way for a new cycle to begin. Some natural cycles may be hard to accept. Places where you find yourself in a time of limitation, you may worry, or you may get stressed that you're not enough or don't have enough. Just know that this cycle of diminishing, it's only temporary, and it's part of the natural order. It's where you rest. Decrease gives you an opportunity to clearly look at your life path so that you may address and may correct negative thoughts and old, worn-out, destructive patterns of behavior. Rather than being something to get through, the current cycle should be considered in a time of revelation and a time of revolution. And that's where we're going, right? We got to have revelation. We got to have revolution. And this is what will lead to a personal renewal, leaving you clear and strong to work for your own and work for the greater good. You know, when a teaching comes up, one like this, just be assured that this is the onset of a full cycle of beneficial good fortune. We can look at that and we know that that's here now. This arriving fruitful harvest is deserved and it's being realized only by the hard work that you've done, right? For what you've given, what you've given up, what you've drawn in, who you've helped, how you've helped yourself, how you worked through the community, the things that you've done, things that you have done daily. Just on recognizing and accepting and releasing the suffering that has resulted from events and beliefs of the past. Look, that stuff affects us. But we see it, we know it, and we let it go. And it sounds like it's hard, sounds like it's easy. It doesn't, it's neither one. It's just work. That's nothing. That's it. Just work. Look to these wisdom teachings that come through the I Ching at this time as preparation to receive, right? Arms open wide, make your direction firm, and know where you're headed. This knowing is your roadmap for the future, is your roadmap for the journey. The events to come will be rich and they'll be filled with meaning and will open doorways, doorways to abundance, to love, where old wounds can be healed and cords of bondage from the past will be dissolved. Do not fear to see the path. Do not fear to see the pain. and the angst that's been flowing through you for all these many years, through all these many lifetimes. Just trust yourself. Honor the experience as you do the process to let go. There's been a lot of pain and suffering on our planet. So we trust as a people that we are coming to the best of times. A recreation of a new earth tribe, a new earth where our beliefs and vision for Gaia in balance with all nations and all peoples is coming. We've got to have that in our mind and believe it and work for it, because it's up to us to vision. It's up to us to keep the balance before us. In this vision and belief, great benefits are going to be delivered as we act in harmony with the rhythm of the earth, as we protect the waters, protect the air, protect the land by trusting the process laid out for us by the teachings we have embodied on the path. Our teachers may still be in the body. And that's a wonderful thing. Or they may have moved to the beyond. But look to the teachings in your own community, in your own circle, in your own tribe. Look to the elders. Look to the elements of nature. Look to the elements of our earth. It is within the magnificence of Gaia that the greatest teachings are helping us in waiting for the information, for the knowing, as we wait in stillness, you see. Listen to the indigenous elders. Read what they have to say. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to the artists. Listen to the poets of these times and the times past. The needed support will be in the bird song, the wind in the trees, the rumbling of the earth, and the roiling of the sea. These two are our teachers. Stop and listen. Listen to the birds. Listen to the rustling of leaves. Listen to the sea. Listen to the water as it flows. That's what this time's about, see? So we look into the love and for the light of a new dawn, and we get to have it with trust and to know everything's going to be all right. It is. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to come into balance. And we kind of know it, and we kind of want it, and we kind of are doing it by the work that we are doing. Don't ignore your tears, falling tears of injustice. These are tears of rage. Well, I send you so much love. Next weekend, I'll be in Florida, in Miami, at the Art With Me Festival. I'll be teaching there. If you're down there, come around, say hello. Preparing for a lot that's going on. I really have this eye looking out to next year, to May, when we gather at Esalen for a week retreat together. Open up doorways that have been forever closed, as my teacher, Mr. Campbell, would say. So we open up all these doorways and we come together. Remember who you are. Remember who you love. Love the one you're with. Do you love somebody? Well, tell him you love them, huh? Speak up. Speak the truth. Namaste, y'all. In La Kesha Lakin. I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, my brothers and sisters. Be kind to each other. Teach the children well. Teach them of peace. Be an example for the children. Be an example for the rest of the world. Whatever country you're in, be the example. Be the shining light in your country, in your town, in your village, on your street, in your house. Be that light. Be the shining light. I send you all the love I could possibly gather and muster to send to you. I love you. Namaste, y'all. Namaste.